97.5, The Fanatic.
Good morning. Thought I'd help you wake up.
It's 6 a.m., and you're listening to The John Kincaid Show on 97.5, The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Are you ready to start another work week with us? The John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. 6 a.m. hour brought to you by our friends at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White here for the pro. Well, most of us are here. I got back from Atlanta. Bob, you're here.
I'm here.
You've done worse for the wear. Jamie, you all right?
I am here.
All right, Jamie had an eventful weekend. We'll tell you why a little bit later. Egan's not here. Egan's under the weather today, so you won't be hearing from Pat today, but Connor is in for Egan. And then there's Coach, who's playing hurt.
Coach playing hurt.
Today. Coach will tell us about his misadventures a little bit later.
We're struggling
on
a little bit as a morning show, I have to say,
gosh,
John. Physically,
it's too much.
It's taking its toll.
I said so. It's just, I feel like there's life coming back, though. And I'm convinced as we start 6 o'clock hour, we'll get into it more later. I'm convinced now that I'm the only person that I know who's not in some semblance of either already vaccinated or getting vaccinated. I think I'm the last person on earth who will. I'm the last guy who will get vaccinated in the entire state of Pennsylvania.
We're going to get that taken care
or
of
Georgia.
Today.
It's unbelievable. It is every person I met, every person I saw in Georgia this weekend. I'm out with a bunch of adults, all vaccinated.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not even getting an email back.
I don't think you're trying hard enough.
I'm not even getting an email back at this point. Yes. All right, we start this. With this, a late night. I didn't need a late night last night. And I kept saying to myself, if the Sixers lose this game, and I stayed up and invested in this game, and they lose it, man, I'm going to be pissed. But they didn't. Sixers started out a huge 5-game road trip to end the month with a huge buffer over the 4th and 5th seeds in the East. So they're out of the mix now. It's all about finishing in first, possibly second or possibly third in the conference. And now, with a LeBron James ankle injury, so you've got a very hampered Lakers team sitting in their path this week. You got Steph Curry most likely out for the Sixers and Golden State this week. Now I'm saying I want a minimum of 2-2 as you end out April, maybe 3-1. And if that happens, I am pretty confident that at the end of the regular season, the Nets can be left looking up at the Sixers to start the playoffs. Now, if Daryl Morey could just work a little magic later on this week, we could have a lot of fun. So as we begin today, I just want to set the trade deadline clock. Let's hit it here.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Daryl Morey, you have 81 hours and ticking. 81 hours to craft the Sixers into an NBA potential champion. And that's where we begin the 6 o'clock hour with Bob Cooney, with Jamie Lynch, with no Pat Egan, with Connor Thomas, and of course the coach, Eric Camille. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. How everything changes. And it's one of those things where, Bob, we talked about this road trip being, oh, it's the pivotal road trip, but everything is going to be decided on this road trip. And now it looks dumb that I even discussed it because everything changed in the course of a LeBron James ankle injury. And, you know, now you have no Steph Curry most likely for the Warriors game. It looks like a completely different road trip.
It does, but it also looks completely different for the Sixers, too, let's not forget, right? Even though they've played so well lately, John, and they really have. I mean, taking Milwaukee to overtime, what have they? They've won like 8 of 9, whatever it is. They've played well enough that you... All right, hold on here. That you kind of forget about Joel Embiid's injury a little bit. But they're going on a road trip where they don't have Joel Embiid, where Ben Simmons is struggling a little bit with that knee, where Seth Curry, is... I don't know where he is. So you're talking about 3 starters. One's definitely out, maybe 2, and another one hobbled. So, no, you weren't dumb at all to say that. I mean, it looked like a really telling road trip. All the reasons you laid out, it might be not be as telling, but all the reasons I laid out, it might just be as telling. So it's going to be defining, that's for sure.
It is. We find out more about this club. What I learn about this club, though, more and more, Jamie, is this is a resilient bunch with a different hero on a different night, and Doc Rivers knows how to push the proper buttons.
Yeah, this team, I mean, they're pretty impressive. Coming out of the All-Star break, you know, what are they, 6-1 now? Two of those without Ben Simmons, all of them without Joel Embiid, basically. I wouldn't have guessed that. Even versus some inferior opponents, I think it's a nod to Doc, and I think it's also a big nod to Tobias Harris. He's stepped up here, I think, not only on the court, but I think he's kind of embraced the leadership role of this team. And they're a team. They're a complete team. I mean, I still think a tweak here and a tweak there, but this week could tell me that they're actual real deal contenders.
I love the idea of the Lakers falling out of the five seed and maybe having to win three road series to get to the NBA Finals. Because if something could just take LeBron out of their path, you feel completely more confident if somehow you got to the finals that there could be a parade down Broad Street. If LeBron James is out of the if LeBron James isn't staring in the finals, you're dreaming of a parade.
Sure.
You have a real belief that there could be a parade.
High ankle sprains are no joke.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on around. You know, you see that one of the balls down in Charlotte, he breaks his ankle. I mean, breaks his wrist.
Right? Yeah.
So they're an eighth seed right now. Charlotte's desperate to have a playoff. You know, it's all new excitement. So what do they do? Now that the trade deadline's coming, like you were mentioning, John, do they go after somebody? Do they maybe grab somebody that the Sixers were looking at? With all these little injuries going on, more teams come into play as far as, if our star's going to be down for a little bit, we need somebody to fill in. So I think it's going to be even a more dynamic week as the trade deadline approaches.
81 hours. I mean, it's now everybody's going to be, every single rumor will be floated up and thrown against the board.
Yeah. And I don't think probably a lot of them are accurate. So we'll see. I still have my eye on Toronto and what they do. You know, Keith Pompey wrote a story over the weekend saying he doesn't think they are.
Yeah.
Philly's being active in the calls, so it's going to be an interesting deadline come Thursday.
We're going to have a lot of fun with it all week long, and the excitement of just what this team does to you, and again, defensively, last night was another one of those efforts. I think they had 13 points in the first quarter or something like that, 15 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks were just stifled again, and then it's as if the Sixers ran out of a little gas last night.
Well,
at least on the defensive end.
New York's that tough team. We talked about it last week when the Sixers had them on the back end of them having back-to-backs, and now the Sixers get them. Tom Thibodeau, that's what his team does. They get up in your grill defensively. They make it really hard for you defensively to play against them because they're just he plays a rough style of basketball.
90s.
It's no fun. It's grueling. It's on your mind, especially on the second night of a back-to-back. That's a really good win last night for the Sixers to come out with.
I got to tell you, though, I don't know how Indiana and Chicago are behind them. Now, they're only behind them by a game.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have the Bulls team, I believe, than what Tibbs is tossing out there.
Yeah,
probably.
I think I'd rather have the Bulls team, and I might even want to have Indiana's team. So maybe the Knicks won't hold on here and be a playoff club, but
Julius Randle's kind of just carrying them.
He really is.
That shot at the buzzer to send it to OT. That had brick written all over it. What the hell was that bounce?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I literally had my finger on the remote to turn the TV off when he shot it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all want to get some sort of sleep.
I wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. It was good D by Tobias, too.
Terrific. If you're going to draw up a shot that you give up defensively, that's the one.
Here's your problem, though, too. Bucks, winners of 6 in a row, and the sneaky Atlanta Heat, 8 in a row.
Yeah.
They get rid of their coach. Nate McMillan comes in, and they play like an entirely different team.
Yeah, and then they took LeBron out, you know? They were gunning for his ankle.
And poor LeBron was saying that players taking runs at him.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lakers saying, Did he forget about what he did to Joel Embiid? Did everybody forget about that?
Those Altoona Hawks are a dirty bunch.
Oh, my gosh. Just terrible.
Making basketball plays.
What Altoona does to you out there. They really do. Hey, Flyers-Islanders tonight, 7 o'clock on the Fanatic. Now, the game on Thursday was spectacular. The game on Saturday was a heaping pile of dog do. But at least you didn't have to watch the second or the third period.
Yeah, you know.
At least they put you to bed. At least they put that one to bed. I glanced at dinner at the phone and said, what the blank's going on here? That team, there's nothing you can ever tell me about the Flyers that you can say with any kind of confidence.
No.
This team's turned a corner. Because the other night, after the 9-0 loss, they played a really, really solid game, then crapped their pants in the third period, and then survived to win. So I'm thinking, okay, now they'll get some footing. Then Saturday, they come out with another crappy effort. I mean, it's really a bad, bad hockey right now.
It's not fun.
There's nothing you can hang your hat on with that team.
Which is scary, because you have a good balance of veterans, of young players.
Yes.
You have a really good coach, as we all know. You were supposed to have the goaltending. All right, take the goaltending aside. It's been bad.
It's terrible.
But after that, like, all right, where are you, veteran leaders? Young players, why aren't you playing up to the expectations that you had? And AV, what you know, when you mix it all into a ball, he's the guy that has to, you know, be at the head of it all.
I got to tell you, though, he has to be scratching his head on Carter Hart.
Yeah.
He's just got to be, at this point, scratching his head. Is how can this kid be, like, arguably the worst goaltender in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
You don't expect that. It's almost like we've watched it's Carter Wentz. As I said, Carson Hart.
So we can't draft anybody with the first name C-A-R?
Carter Wentz or Carson Hart. I mean, he's absolutely lost it.
Yeah.
He's completely lost it.
You know, I was at a gathering with friends on Saturday night, so we had the Sixers game on, and I said to one of my buddies who was looking at his phone, I said, what are the Flyers doing? He's like, they're down. I think at the time
4-1?
It was 4-1. And I was like, I swear, John, this is what I did. I said, who started in goal tonight? And he's like, Carter Hart. I said,
he's terrible.
But that's where we're getting to now.
It is.
It's bad.
Well, it is.
It's bad.
Hey, what's for dinner, you ask? Well, at Wawa, they've got your answer. No matter what you're craving, every day starting at 4 p.m., Wawa dinner sounds pretty good. You want to get in and share a thought with us early? We can talk to you at 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Jamie, what are the folks at Prop Swap got going on?
Well, as we know, with this weekend watching the awesome tournament, it's Hoops Madness time on PropSwap.com. List your sports bet for sale to thousands of buyers and make some easy profit. Go to PropSwap.com today or just download the app.
Well, if we're talking tourney, then we got to head on over to Cooney's Corner.
Now, let's see what's in Cooney's Corner.
I'll tell you what. I said this to Jamie before the show. I have totally been rejuvenated on college basketball after this weekend.
Wow.
I felt bad. Going into the tournament on Friday, I'm like, all right, come on, get yourself into it. And I don't know what happened to me on Friday, but it was like a lazy day. I was watching, falling asleep, whatever. I didn't watch much college basketball. Saturday, and this sounds horrible, but I made it a weird stuff to do in the house, so I just sat in front of the TV and did all this stuff. I watched basketball all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I love this tournament so much. So I'm back. Like, I'm back to college basketball. I stayed up late. I watched, I think, the better part of four games yesterday, including finishing up with Villanova last night. But there was one thing, John, and you know how it is when something's going really well in your life, whatever it may be, but you always have something like, yeah, but, like a little yeah,
okay.
But. The yeah, but was the 2-0 game, or the 1-0 game, whatever you want to call it, Oregon VCU. And I was like, damn, I really have this feeling this isn't going to get completed.
Why, though, is, to me, what I'm trying to figure out is, with this tournament, I knew so few players, and I'm just being honest with people. I'm trying to watch the games.
Right.
I knew so few players that maybe I'm a bad fan. I was not.
No, I was right there with you.
It didn't grab me because I didn't know the players. And what do I know in college basketball? I know the coaches. And unfortunately, a lot of the coaches that I was watching are hate-the-face guys. Guys that I absolutely cannot stand.
Yeah.
So that sort of takes away from me, too, because we'll talk about one of these coaches later on during the show and another one too, but they always manage to make every single tournament game about themselves. They somehow it becomes about them and less about the players.
Yeah, it's I was right there with you. You know, the Cade Cunninghams, your Suggs, handful of guys.
Garza.
You know,
yes.
You know, it's not the same, but once all the games are going and you start you know, because I only had one TV. I wish I had four TVs this weekend. Once you start seeing the scores up top, you're like, ooh, that one's getting close. I got to flip up. Ooh, oh, there's only 3 minutes left in that one. It's a four-point game. Ooh. And it's like, yeah. It just felt right again.
What was the gap of time?
With?
The giant gap of time between the starts of games.
Yeah, the way they mapped it out was weird.
And now, as of 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, as of 5:30, two games were final.
Yeah.
Six games were yet to be played. That was never the way the NCAA tournament was.
Yeah, I didn't like that aspect
of
it.
You're tipping off at 9 o'clock on Sunday night?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, because Sunday is Saturday, right? Because everything's a day late. Because they started the tournament on Friday instead of Thursday.
Why did they just adjust?
I don't know. I agree with you. They're dumb.
Because TNT had to show that stupid apocalyptic movie or whatever it was that they were showing.
Oh, did they?
Before, yeah, they're showing some stupid movie beforehand. Because I'm looking for games earlier on TNT, and they're showing some like apocalyptic, you know, zombie movie or something. I'm like, turn that crap off.
I was just riveted yesterday. I could not leave the television. Not to the zombie movie. But, you know, Loyola to Chicago taking out Little Illinois. Just some really good basketball. And then watching Jay Wright's team play last night, Villanova, and missing all that they're missing. Colin Gillespie is a huge, huge part of that team, as we all know. It's just fun to be, wow, this guy is such a good coach. They're just, and John, awesome. You got a frown on your face.
No, I get, because it annoys the hell out of me because he's so good.
Well, yeah, but here, and that's why I have this little black spot in the back of all this fun that I'm having. I'm thinking, oh my God.
Is not going
to
get over?
Well, you know.
Nah, it'll be fun.
I hope so, but like, what happens if you get to the Sweet 16 and, uh-oh, this team, got to pull them out. Uh-oh, here goes a one seed or a two seed. Like, it sucks.
I love where the coach for was not for the coach for Oregon, the coach for the other school.
VCU, yeah.
Our players did not test positive because they broke protocol. Coach, do you have any facts that you can back that up with? Do you have anything that you can tell me that says that your players didn't break protocol? How does he know? What do you know? I mean, one team in an entire 68-team tournament has an outbreak? One team? There very well could have been somebody that broke protocol. We don't know.
Yeah.
But there very well could have been. But I love the adamant. We didn't have anybody break protocol. How do you know, coach? You got eyeballs on everybody 24-7?
I hope to God it doesn't become a story in this tournament because, like I said, I am all back in. I had so much fun watching college hoops this
last
weekend.
Time Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats went to the Sweet 16 and didn't win a title?
Never.
They were facing Danny Green in North Carolina.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There you go.
It's been a long time.
Wow.
There you go.
A long time.
So that's good news, at least for you Villanova fans. You get to wake up and have a beautiful day today. And an exciting dream.
I sense some jealousy, John.
Right?
Again, it's envy. It's envy. Yeah. It's not
he's wearing
jealousy.
Villanova blue
today,
too.
I never wanted to go to Villanova, so I don't have any jealousy. Envy, absolutely, for that basketball program.
Yeah.
And Jay Wright can't be a hate-the-face guy.
No, he's so good.
He's so good.
He's a great coach.
He's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
He's so good at what he does. And Jay Wright, unlike some of these other coaches, I never see Jay Wright making it about himself.
No.
Jay Wright is Jay Wright's tossing a compliment here, a compliment there, you know, point out what his team does very, very well. I never see him putting it back on himself. Ever.
No.
He is just, he's that guy. He's so damn good.
Finalist for the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's...
I don't like guys going in the Hall of Fame while they're coaching, though.
I hear you. I hear you.
I agree, yeah.
Like a guy like Jay, he's only 58 years old or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like,
he might be working until he's 75, 80. So I don't know. Maybe they're thinking like, all right, let's just get him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's a strange dynamic. Plus, by the way, Charles, we're going to hear from Charles Barkley in the next hour on a different subject. I'll flat out say it to Charles. He does not need to work the NCAA tournament. He's so unprepared.
Yeah.
And it's like, he doesn't know. He's great when they make it a general storyline about college hoops.
Right.
And he adds a lot of entertainment value and everything like that. And when he watches a game, he can tell you when they do some highlights. And he can tell you what he saw.
They should just make him like a gambling expert for it or something.
Or something like that. Or just have him as an opinionator.
I like what you said, John. I agree with you. I was watching it yesterday in Barkley's. And then this guy over here shouldn't have. And I thought, why is he there for college all the time. Just have him in there and be the X and O guy.
Yes.
That's fine. Like, have Barkley come in and say, Charles, what'd you see on this series of plays? Well, over here, this, that, and the other. That's fine. Like, and you
like
can
Barkley
mask not knowing anybody.
Or Barkley.
Exactly. Like Andy Katz in there, I thought that's a good move. You know, a lifetime college basketball guy. Having him in studio, I think, is a good move. Kenny, you know, knows the game. Yeah, Charles, I don't want him to personalize it because he doesn't know the people. That's okay. But just do the game.
Shaq will not do it. He is not, because he says he doesn't want to look stupid. And I'm like, well, it's never stopped you guys before on some of the things. But he's just like, I don't want to look. He goes, if I'm not watching something that closely, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Just don't want to be doing it. But they want him doing it. They love Charles. They love.
Oh, yeah.
Because Charles brings the fun. And
yeah.
Charles brings
it. You see Charles and you go, oh, what's he going to.
Greg Gumbel? How old's Greg Gumbel, by the way? Can you give me a little search on Greg Gumbel?
It's so weird that you brought this up. Because I said, I swear to God, I said yesterday to Donna, because she really likes him.
He's older than I thought. 66?
70.
74.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He looks great for 74.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a very, I don't know, if you've interacted with him, haven't you? Very kind.
Oh, yes.
Very kind man.
He's got a nice looking face, like he'd
he's
be
a
good
kind person.
Yeah.
You know,
and
now,
Bryant's 72.
And Bryant, who, you know, reportedly, if you saw that story on Bryant, he doesn't seem like his nice. He's like the evil brother.
That's what it seems.
They got the good brother, and then they got the bad brother. They had the whole story about mom eating cat food.
What?
That was the story. And mom was struggling. And then mom
Mrs.
was
Gumbel?
Struggling at one time, was like having to eat cat food. Because
wow.
She was struggling. And then just this whole, there was like this just
were
whole
the Gumbels
story.
Famous at this point?
Yes.
Take care of mom.
But Greg didn't know about it, and Bryant was supposed to be taking care of it or something. There was this horrible tale. He got smeared at a time, and I thought it seemed like a smear job. One quick thing, the Deshaun Watson story, gut instinct.
Smoke. Where there's smoke, there's some fire. The piling on, I don't know about. I don't have any information on it, but
right.
Smoke, fire, I would say,
There's too many people to make me think 22. First of all, anybody would tell you 22 people being involved in a conspiracy or 14 people. If it's 14, if it's 22, being involved in a conspiracy is really, really hard.
That's a lot of people.
It's just weird. Just
it's a weird case top to bottom.
Weird story.
I haven't read the affidavits and all that, but.
Oh, geez.
It doesn't appear good.
No. All right, coming up, one's good, one's bad. And Greg Gumbel said something that made me just shake my head. We'll get to it all, plus your calls if you want to get in with us. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. This is the best time of the year, right? For all the people who are college hoops fans, this is your best time. I personally like it because of the fact that I can wager all day long on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. And if you want to be a new customer right now, you can get a free $50 sports bet with no deposit required. And look, so much exciting action today. You got Iowa, a 5.5-point favorite over Oregon. You have Gonzaga, 14.5-point favorites over Oklahoma. Now, you're looking at Gonzaga, they look pretty, pretty tight for being a team that's going to roll through this tournament. Alabama, 5.5 points over Maryland. Michigan over LSU. UCLA over Abilene Christian. Name me one player on Abilene Christian. I knew you couldn't, but I know with the Parx Casino Sportsbook app, you can use the promo code FANATIC and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. So here's what I want you to do. Get involved, get immersed, get deep into the sports picks all day long on your Parx Casino Sportsbook app. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. We appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show this morning. Lively day on YouTube and Twitch.tv. Those listening on the radio, we always love you. Those streaming on the app, we really, really love you, because that means you're taking us out of your car to your desk, to the gym, or wherever you are. So you guys are awesome. And remember, you can ask Alexa to play 97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, and be able to do that too. It's on iHeartRadio now too, so this is great. You get that opportunity. As we start the 8 o'clock hour, the 76ers embark on a huge week of basketball, fresh off of last night's overtime victory, which honestly, I don't want to say it's a game they shouldn't have won, but it's a game that looked like it slipped away.
Tough spot, yeah. Man.
Hey, but it appears that a door, or maybe a quality window from Window Nation, has been opened up for the Sixers. I'm asking everybody to dream a little bit. So put yourself in your happy space and just dream a little bit. You're driving to work with the windows down. It's a beautiful day. It's warm. The 76ers have secured the top seed, or the 2 seed in the East, and they advance to the NBA Finals. We are dreaming about a parade. Right now, they could hold home court over every Western Conference team in the finals but Utah, who are suddenly leaking oil. LeBron just twisted his ankle. There's a chance the Lakers could drop to the 5 or the 6 seed and then have to win 3 series on the road in order to be able to get to a finals. The Clippers have really not hit a stride where they're looking as dominant as you might think they should be. It looks like it's not really a dream right now, but a viable reality that you got a chance for a parade. I don't say this often, so I want you to listen up. And if you're Jamie Lynch, I want you to listen really carefully, because I don't do this often.
Whoa.
I was wrong.
Whoa!
On the pursuit of Kyle Lowry. In the right deal, I am now a complete believer that he could make a huge difference as things have developed. Jamie Lynch, take the damn win at where you can get them.
I'll put it in my pocket and shut up.
Because you're not going to get many. I'm all in Jamie Lynch's camp now. Go get him. So let's do a time check on Daryl.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Daryl Morey, you've got 79 hours. 79 hours. And that's where we begin. The 8 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show. Pat Egan out ill today, so Connor's in his place. You got Bob, you got Jamie, you got the coach, Eric Camille, and you got me, whether you like it or not, on the John Kincaid Show. Jamie Lynch, that is something where many people I've worked with over the years can probably count on one hand the amount of times that
I'm honored
that I actually back off my position and, more importantly, say, I was wrong. I was now I am completely in your camp. And if Daryl Morey doesn't do it, I may be on his backside about it.
Yeah, look, it's still undetermined if Toronto's going to move on from him. I think they're going to. I'm just trying to read tea leaves and, you know, smoke where I think there's a little fire where there's smoke. You know, talking with Devon on Friday night, he's like, you know, I've
he
heard
was smoking during the show.
No, but he said he heard from some people that Kyle's not only okay with it, but he's very open to it. And if it's something that Kyle wants, from everything I've read up there, you know, with the relationship with Masai to how he's revered in that organization, they don't want to do him dirty. So
no.
I think there is a pretty strong chance it's real. And we'll know in the coming days. And if he joins this team, it's championship or bust.
And Bob, I say it to Jamie that I was wrong because of this point that was made to me by a good friend of mine this weekend. He said, John, he was hearing our discussions and our debate of this.
Right.
And he goes, who's the guy on your show that kept saying to go for Kyle Lowry? I said, that's Jamie. And he goes, okay, what you were missing about Jamie's point was the fact is LeBron could twist his ankle. We were talking after LeBron went down in the Hawks game.
Yeah, and AD's got the thing.
And he said, you weren't taking into consideration that those things happen every year and that what looked like a really, really hard path might end up being an easier path.
Yeah, and Jamie's window was more in here in Philadelphia that it's Joel Embiid's window. Like, he could turn an ankle and be out for a season, or he could do this and you don't have him, so you got to go all in. probably each and every year with him. As long as you're close, you need to go all in. Yeah, the Kyle Lowry thing, I don't think it was any more evident than since Joel Embiid's been out. You need that extra push from people. Now, Shake Milton's been giving it to you a little bit.
Look really Stiebel, good.
Yeah. You're getting an awful lot out of Dwight Howard. I don't know how much longer you can get that out of him, but you're getting an awful lot out of him. When somebody is down, you need that extra. You need those extra legs, the extra body to do whatever it may be. Kyle Lowry brings it every night.
There was
very few people in the NBA when I was covering that you could just see. I called him Bulldog all the time. Every time the Sixers played them and I watched him, he's just a Bulldog. And he would just be a perfect fit here.
And more importantly, Jamie, where I was being myopic is that stuff like this happens. That now I'm actually, because look, you're going to play Golden State. I'm going to play Golden State most likely without Steph.
Yeah.
You're going to play LeBron this week without KD, without AD LeBron in the lineup and AD. You're going to play them without that. This road trip looks completely different now.
Yeah, and the fact that they have gone, 6-1 now, basically without Joel Embiid and two of those games without Ben Simmons, tells you that their core is winning caliber already. And I do have slight fears of losing Danny Green's spacing because as streaky as he can be, I do think he brings a really big asset to this Sixers team.
What would Kyle Lowry bring, though?
He brings some spacing, but not Danny Green spacing. Danny Green is ready.
Elaborate a little bit.
So
more.
If you watch a pass go to Danny Green, he's already ready to shoot. Like, he's in the shooting position.
Okay.
If a guy's closing out on him, it doesn't matter. He's firing away. He's unconscious at the three-point line, whether he's hitting or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, have to ride that out. So that spacing really benefits Joel Embiid. Kyle Lowry can shoot, but he's not the shooter that Danny Green is, where he's catching and shooting unconsciously.
It's the only thing that makes me, and this might sound crazy,
I'm a little nervous. I'm with you.
I really like Danny Green in that lineup.
I think he'll pay off in the playoffs.
Yeah, sometime. Oh, what are you talking about? He went 1-for-10 the other night. This Jamie makes a point, and it's a great one. Watch Danny Green. Not only is he ready to shoot all the time, he's always where he's supposed to be.
He plays angles really well.
So think of it. When you're spreading a floor, it's not like Danny Green is a J.J. Redick where he has to work to get open. He knows where to go.
Well, what's the payoff then in getting Kyle Lowry if you gave up this?
Flexibility with your lineup. I think it gives you veteran scoring options on your second unit, which is as much as we've liked, what we've seen from Shake the last two games. You're still relying on a inexperienced pro.
Shake's got to be 9, right? On a bench? 8 or 9?
No. I still think he's
probably 6.
6 or 7, but to that point, I want a veteran insurance scoring policy with it. So losing Danny and getting Kyle gives you a little more flexibility, I'd say. But I do like Danny Green. As frustrating as he can be, what he brings is real.
Hey, locally owned and operated, our friends at Pets Plus Natural have operated for over 30 years now. Their number one priority, helping your pets live happier, healthier, and longer lives. With curbside pickup and local home delivery, all available for you at PetsPlusNatural.com. Nikki Foles was not letting me out of her sight this weekend.
So who's the toughest to depart, Christina, Olivia, or Nikki Foles?
Nikki Foles, because I'm going to see the girls in 10 days.
Oh, okay.
And at not one point this weekend did the dog get aggravated with me. Now, my wife and daughter, of course, not having dad around.
Well, all the frustrations were listed out.
So they both got aggravated
snowballed
with me this weekend,
on you.
So it's a little different. They haven't had a time to beat up on dad on a daily basis. So Nikki Foles, she would not let me out of her sight. She followed me everywhere. And she even sat outside the shower.
Dogs are the greatest, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. I love that dog. Can't wait till she's up here. And Anthony said Pets Plus Natural. It's a way to go. EJ in West Philly joins us here on The Fanatic. Good morning, EJ. How are you?
Good morning, good brother. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 76ers. And I have no fear of nobody. And I didn't have any fear before the Kyle Lowry rumors. And I've seen Kyle Lowry play in a Catholic league. I've seen him play in the public league. I've seen him play in the Big East. I've seen him play in the NBA. There is nobody who represents the spirit of Philadelphia basketball and the Philadelphia toughness like Kyle Lowry. And if he comes here, that window's going to be wide open like the lines outside of Kevin Tim Allegheny, brother.
There you go. I love the energy.
Yeah.
I love that energy.
Because I think people realize they're a heavyweight.
Look what they did the other night. Even Doc came out after the game. He said, we didn't have Joel Embiid, Seth Curry, or Ben Simmons, yeah, and they scored 129
they
points.
Boat raced them.
And Doc was even surprised. Like, I like the group that we have. If we add to it, great. If we don't, I'm okay.
Yeah, and he loves Shake Milton. How hard he coaches him in game is the tell that he loves him some Shake Milton.
I just think Shake isn't the player that he was the first 20 games of the year. So I wonder about that wall thing you talk about. It's the second year, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder about the wall.
He's had a weird yo-yo career where he hasn't... Like, this is his first kind of full season even still.
It really is, because he didn't start to get playing time until midway through last year.
And this year's been disrupted.
And then the year before that was like a cup of coffee here or there. And
Tasty Cake Dom is on the line here on the Fanatic. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Good to hear from you, buddy. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm in such a great mood. But I just real quickly want to say, that conversation last hour, it made me think, it was really great.
Thank you, buddy.
Really good, Mike. We're listening to you at ShopRite, and we had a conversation with it. I had to call you guys because, man, there were six different ways they tried to lose that game last night, and they won. So you got Ben and Tobias both. They missed four foul shots. Inbounds. There was every single way you could, and then another double doink, right, Bob? There's no way I think they win that game, and they win that game. This team's special, and if they get Kyle Lowry, they're going to win it.
There you go. Dom's excited, and so are the people at the ShopRite. Out at the ShopRite.
What do you say, ShopRite?
Went away in Broomall.
What?
There was a ShopRite in Broomall. When I left town, there was a ShopRite in Lawrence Park in my hometown. And the ShopRite went away, and there's an Acme there now.
My Delco knowledge lacks.
Well,
we'll have to do a Delco pizza crawl one day.
Well, believe me.
You and Casey Boy can show me the way.
I'll show you some of those.
I'll do a pub crawl anywhere.
I'm trying to get
pizza,
Casey.
Delco,
I'm trying to get Casey to, I think, as a Cardinal O'Hara Hall of Fame member.
Are you really?
I think that Casey needs to potentially...
Well, that seems like somebody on the inside should pull some strings for him.
I think it should be. I think Casey's
got a shot. It shows what a fraudulent Hall of Fame it is if Casey isn't in it.
Hey, as a pro, you do a bit of everything. So Valspar is offering 5 gallons of PVA primer at just $39.99 and 25% off Ultra Paint and Primer at Lowe's. The offer is valid March 15th through the 26th. So get yours today. You get ready to paint, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got
a lot. Take advantage going over to Lowe's, Bob?
I got a lot of home improvement stuff coming up.
Bob will be at a local Lowe's near you picking up the paint and the primer. And don't do Jamie. I can use this because
won't.
I hear Mike.
I really won't.
I hear Mike.
You don't need primer.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes. Now they have paint and primer all in one.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you're putting it over, though.
Well, here's
it
where
depends
I'm,
on the color.
Here's where I'm putting my trust.
Right.
My best friend since I've been 5 years old has his own painting and wallpapering business.
Yeah.
So he will be.
Does he use
primer?
We're good to go.
Unless it's like a dark maroon or like an ungodly terrible color.
Okay.
You don't need it.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna tell you too. We have two. There will be when the house is constructed. There'll be two unfinished areas. One that holds like the Bradford White water heater.
Mm-hmm.
And some other stuff like the fuse box
right,
and stuff
right.
like that. And then there's another one that's just like a giant sort of storage area that's unfinished. I want to have both areas drywalled. They've got the water bib, you know, in that sort of keeps the moisture barrier bib that's in them. But I want to have them drywalled.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me this weekend, oh, you don't want to do that. That's going to cost you a fortune.
Oh, is it really?
I wouldn't think it would cost a lot, would it?
Come on, Jamie's got a guy.
To just have drywall put up. I'm talking about mudded and drywalled.
How big's the room?
Oh, they're pretty good size. But I mean, it shouldn't cost a ton, right?
It's not gonna be cheap, but it's
couple thousand dollars?
Yeah.
Okay, for like unfinished areas. We're talking about, I'm not asking them to look
Right. Yeah. It's not like they're breaking down walls and putting
just,
up.
No, they have to stud them.
It's already studded.
It's already studded.
Oh, it's already studded.
It's already studded. It's already electric.
Yeah, you can find it.
The electrical boxes are already there.
There you go. You got a guy.
So you do right there.
Yeah, we'll be too.
We'll get you a guy.
And Christina says she'll paint them.
Oh.
She'll paint the rooms herself. She said, I'll paint the room myself.
Painting is so aggravating while you're in it, but it's so rewarding when you're done.
I enjoy painting. I remember we had my mom.
I don't like the
prep. I don't mind painting. The prep and getting ready and everything. Like, yeah. That's what's annoying to me.
I remember, so my mom later in her life, so she was declining a little bit mentally. And I think she had a foot problem or something, but she was staying with us. And I said to Donna, like, I think our basement needs to be painted.
Oh, yes.
And I did it just so I didn't, like, you know, so I could be away from my mind of painting. But it is, to me, it's lethargic. I love painting.
It's rewarding.
Hey,
yes.
Matt and King of Prussia jumps in. Matt, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, good morning. You know, John, it's really good to have you home.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, man. I think I look at things a little differently, and I don't know if anybody's really mentioned this, but, you know, Danny Green is awesome. I love him. I've always been a big fan of his. And seeing as the fact that he's been on the last two championship teams, literally, things usually happen in threes. So I don't know if I'm so quick.
That's a little too superstitious for me, though, Matt. That's a little...
I do think he's going to pay dividends come playoff time. If he remains on the team, I'm pretty happy. I think his experience and veteran just presence
a good mix.
Will pay off, yes. But unfortunately, if you have the chance to get a Kyle Lowry, he's your only real piece financially that fits.
Yeah, he is. And he's going to have, and Coach and I were going back and forth, he's going to have to be gone if you get a Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Scares me a little bit.
Maybe Toronto will buy him out. We can get him back.
In the linchpin, Jamie last hour wanted to, you know, brag on this a little bit. He feels like the tournament was back this weekend.
This is the linchpin.
I think the caliber of play in the tournament was okay. It was pretty good. There was a lot of upsets, which I think was interesting. But for the first time in a year, I felt normal. Friday, we went out to a restaurant bar with my wife and daughter just so I could have three TVs. I wanted to get out of the house.
Like a kid in a bar.
Yeah. She was in her high chair. Well, it's a bar.
In a high chair
it's
a bar. Right?
It's a restaurant, but we were near the bar room on a table so that we could see the TV. Right. Yeah,
yeah. You didn't let her have liquor. Beer.
You can't be
just
at the bar. And it's really weird to see that. Like, they have all the seats removed.
Yeah.
But it felt normal. And then Saturday, we had some vaccinated friends come over. And we hung out inside and we watched the games and we're scoreboard watching and we're flipping around. And all day Sunday, yesterday, I went to my cousin's house. He had the TV outside watching the games, drinking some beers in the sun. It just all felt normal and right for the first time in a long time.
It did. I came on the show this morning and said it. I said, man, I felt so good this weekend. I fell in love, back in love with college basketball.
Yeah, it was great.
Not that I didn't love it, but
it was a weird year.
Just so strange. And I really thought, all right, I'm going to dive into the tournament, but I'm not going to have the same enthusiasm. I was totally wrong. It is so much fun to be back. And Jamie's right. It's a sense of normalcy.
Well, yeah.
I think it is different because going back and spending the weekend on the set of Caligula back in Albuquerque, we lived a different pandemic.
Sure, yeah.
So it was much more...
That was my first time having... I had draft beer, I think, once before, but that was probably the second time I've had draft beer in a year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that's like just so that, I was...
That, Bob, that's bad.
I was like, I feel bad for him.
I know.
You can come into my kitchen and get a draft beer if you'd so like.
But it just felt normal again.
The draft beer's in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah. I have a beer muster in my kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Well, don't forget, I'm running a house now.
You don't even have to go. Oh, you have it set up.
In the old house, in the old house that we had, it was in the laundry room, which was right off the kitchen.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, but
this new house, I think it's going in the garage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't the garage get hot?
Well, there we've had some problems before with the garage. We're still trying to settle this.
No, tell Donna it's not going in the garage.
Yeah, well, she brought it up to me the other day. Where's the beer meister going? And she was I said, look, we have so many things going on with this house. The last thing I'm thinking is the beer meister. Believe it or not.
But it was nice to just feel normal again.
Yeah, it's nice that you are normal again.
Well,
somewhat.
Somewhat.
It is great. It is great to feel it, though.
Yeah, and like I was just getting texting all weekend. All right, who's got a lock for me coming up? You know, all my groups of friends. Like, all right, who's got a winner for me? And like gambling on the tournament, watching the games, being out a little bit.
I'll even take it a step further. It crossed my mind last night that I might be enjoying this one more.
You and Greg Gumbel.
Now, because...
Of the gambling.
Because I didn't expect it and because it wasn't around.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm enjoying... It's like I'm starting something totally fresh.
When you said the Gumbel thing, I think almost in a way that's what he means. Like, it's back and therefore it's elevated.
This may be the best tournament ever.
Yeah.
Like, just on quality of play, it's not top 10.
But I think maybe he meant just that it feels normal again.
It doesn't because there's no crowds.
I didn't really notice it that much.
I didn't. I watched that Baylor game yesterday, a lot of it on the plane.
Because the first round games annoy me because a lot of times they're empty during the day. So I didn't really notice it that much.
Well, they have curtains up at some of the places.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, to make it look less.
There you go. Hey, it's fun and good weather all week, by the way.
Oh, the weather was awesome.
Good weather all week.
Oh.
I got an email from Lonnie, and Lonnie is potentially going to be the first person who joins our bench here at the John Kincaid Show.
What's his specialty?
She has a specialty.
Sorry, Lonnie.
And she also is taking, she may have something for one member of our show where she thinks they may be an idiot.
Wow, okay. There's many members areas.
Is that a good tease or what? Find out who the idiot is next. Well, it could be any one of us, as you well know if you listen every morning. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. So, I will have a lawn soon. So I'm going to have a lawn care service because I want the lawn to be thick and rich and beautiful. And I want it to be safer for my family and for Nikki Foles to run around the backyard. Well, I want greener grass and fewer weeds. Mikey Miss and Anthony said you must hire Natural Lawn. And when two Italian guys put you up against the wall and tell you you must do something, I said, look, I'll look into this Natural Lawn people. They're awesome. They use organic-based lawn care products. Different than a cookie-cutter approach because they absolutely treat every single job as a custom. I want to make sure Nikki can run around the back lawn with pesticide use reduced by 85%. It'll be better for our entire family. Here's the deal that got me, though. Take advantage of their limited time offer. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, and you're going to get free seeding every year. That's free seeding every single year. That's why you need to call 800-FREE-SEED. 800-FREESEED. Choose the lawn care company that, man, I can't wait to have as mine, Natural Lawn of America, because I'm going to have greener grass, I'm going to have fewer weeds, and by the way, it's guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.